Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Wednesday.
England international Jesse Lingard admits he'd be open to moving to a Saudi Arabian club this summer. The forward will be a free agent when his deal with Nottingham Forest ends at the weekend. Lingard says he won't dismiss any offers that come his way, including from Saudi Arabia.
Got to be, you know, well suited for me. You know, the team's got to be going in the right direction. But yeah, literally, it's just regular game time. Like I said, I'm still hungry. You know, when we're ready for one quarter run.
Weather.
With Adventure Island, Southend has been crowned the sunniest place in the UK. Come and enjoy a day out today.
An overcast but dry afternoon continues across Essex. We might now see some bright sunny spells breaking through the clouds, but temperatures on your big drive home reaching 27 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
I didn't get what Jesse Lingard said in that.
Do you want me to play it again?
Yeah.
Got to be, you know, well suited for me. You know, the team's got to be going
Scottish?
In the right direction. But yeah, literally, it's just regular game time. Like I said, I'm still hungry. You know, when we're ready for one quarter run.
He basically said I should have gone to West Ham.
That's basically what he said.
He just said I should have gone to West Ham a couple of years ago.
Talking of West Ham, I've got a question for you, Stevie. Why didn't you do any Rice chat? Because we've put on our, I think it's our 97th bid now, and they've said no. Some would say the Rice deal's gone off the boil.
Have you?
Oh my gosh. Oh, and I'm hearing still good. Like tomorrow.
The reason, and you'll like this, is...
That's very good.
I know.
That is good.
I know. Gone off the boil.
Have you been saving that up?
No, I just thought of it.
Really? It's as yet unconfirmed, so you have to have it from official sources and not just gossip. So
otherwise, Arsenal will end up on egg on their face.
Hey!
Like egg fried rice.
Yeah.
Doesn't work. It's not as good.
That's not as good.
Stevie, middle of the week, what are you in the middle of?
Breakdown?
I don't know. I live in a constant state of being in the middle of decorating.
Yeah,
my flat.
Yeah. That's nice. I like that.
You was in the middle of threatening me about tea a little while ago. What about that?
Oh yeah,
tea bags in the. Did you say to me, if you leave tea bags
in the sink,
I'm going to hit you in the face? Is that what you said to me?
It was quite aggressive.
It's because I spend every day cleaning this kitchen.
Oh, not this again. Not this again. We started him off.
It's music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, throw it
out. This is Radio Essex, the hit music station. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Right, he's going to spend 57 minutes tidying the kitchen. He'll be back at 4 to do the news.
I'm just letting everyone know I think I could take him.
Niall Horan and Meltdown. It's the big drive home. Turn it up louder, yeah. Give it to me, just give it
to me. Radio Essex.
Radio Essex, Galantis and David Guetta's Heartbreak Anthem with Little Mix. 11 minutes after 3. Hello, welcome to the show. It's Chris and Scott, producer Tom in as well, and Stevie with the news, Johnny with the travel. We'll keep you entertained and get you home for Wednesday. Shane and Burnham already on the text. I'll just read through it. It says, "You's talking about being scared, Paul Reagan from Mayland," in brackets, the stripper.
Right.
"Reckons he had Hughes rattled at the Chelmsford Motor Show, bowling up to Hughes saying about his clean van again." So I don't. That's not for us, is it? Because no. I don't know who Paul Reagan is, the stripper, or
didn't. I didn't go to the Chelmsford.
I didn't go
Motor
to Chelmsford Motor Show. Ross and John did.
They did.
Ross and John sound like they would know Paul Reagan, the Mayland stripper.
They do know.
They would know.
I
yeah.
think they're best friends. Yeah, personal friends.
Shane, I think you're confusing us with Ross and John. Easy mistake to make.
It's unbelievable, mate. It's unbelievable,
thank
mate.
Thank you very much
what
for getting
a time to be
in
alive,
touch. Thank you. Very good. Is that you?
That was me.
That was very good. Let's have Ross doing it.
What a time to be alive, John.
You what do a it? Time to be alive,
That's
John.
Very good. Not a bad impersonation at all. Right, it's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. What are you in the middle of? And let us know. Middle of the week, Wednesday. What are you in the middle of? Get in touch, and we'll read some of those out in just a second. Hello to Rob, hello to Michael as well. Thank you very much for getting in touch. We'll pretty much take anything, unless you're in the middle of birthday celebrations, and we probably won't care. But...
we can't do birthdays.
I can't, I know. I've been told. Again.
And again.
And again. A1400, Essex at a friendly message. Let's continue with the hits to get you home for Wednesday on the school run. Rudimental, Charlotte Plank. This is Dancing is Healing. Big drive home. Radio Essex, Rudimental and Dancing is Healing. Hope you're doing okay. 16 minutes after 3 for Wednesday. It's the big drive home. Shane came back and said, yeah, you guys were right. It's Ross I was looking for. They melted, apparently, when approached by the Paul Reagan, the stripper from Mayland.
They're like that.
They melted.
Yeah.
Melted. Middle of the week, what are you in the middle of? Wheelmasters Jack says, I'm in the middle of my 20th car this week so far. Busy, busy, busy. Have a great afternoon. Wheelmasters Jack repairing alloys as fast as the potholes appear. He's there repairing the alloys.
Then he goes out.
Makes more potholes.
Does it all again. Rinse and repeat.
Yeah. One of his 20 cars this week was mine again.
Do you know what? He nearly had a call from me yesterday. I went down Bread and Cheese Hill.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I hit the same pothole every time. I know it's there as well. And I get distracted at one moment. I go, bang, oh, God! Every time. It's so frustrating. So I'll see you soon, Jack.
Jack, thank you for that. Keith in Malden says, hi, guys. In the middle of a 100-mile bike ride, I'm doing Ironman training.
Wow.
100 miles?
Right. So 100 miles, listen, that's incredible.
Oh, you're just about to knock it.
No, I was just
about to say.
I was just about to say.
Let's see you do it.
100 miles in, like, the winter would be, you know, quite nice.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be hot. Doing 100 miles in this weather is craziness. I mean, it's literally, I couldn't do a mile on a bike in this heat. So, no, not knocking it. I think you're crazy but clever.
Keith in Malden in the middle of a 100-mile bike ride during the... So he's Iron Man training. It's not even part of the Iron Man thing. It's just the training is on a 100-mile bike ride. That's crazy.
It's a lot.
Keith, good luck with that. What are you in the middle of? It's Radio Essex with the 1975 and Oh Caroline, 327. Big drive home, Chris and Scott. On till 6 tonight, getting you home. Hope you're on the school run, maybe. Hope you're doing okay on that. Maybe you're just sort of finishing the last bit of work. We were all talking yesterday about, I think everyone was talking about the Elton John Glastonbury performance and the surprise when Dua Lipa didn't come on stage to sing Cold Heart with him. And you're like, wow, okay, so it's Elton John's last ever UK gig. It's probably Dua Lipa's biggest song. There's 120,000 odd people watching there and millions of people around the world.
And she was just a video.
You were like...
She was just on the big screen.
And they said she had other plans. You're like, wow, what other plans are they? Because they must
be big,
It's like a dentist or something. It's got to be a big one, isn't it? Because it's a big gig to turn down.
I wouldn't miss it with the dentist.
She was having dinner. When fans thought she'd be performing, she said she came onto social media. It had been widely rumoured she was going to be on the stage singing with Elton John in what was billed as his last UK performance, as I mentioned. And she took to social media shortly after the gig to reveal that she was in fact hosting a get together with family and friends. Whilst the event took place, she was in the middle of like dinner.
But you know what?
What?
I respect it.
I do, but I don't know where you get to in like where you get to a point in your career when you think, well, it's Elton John on the stage at Glastonbury, last ever UK gig. He's been gigging for like 40, 50 years. It's his last ever. It's quite an iconic moment. But I have just ordered the Chinese. And Dave and Dave and Lisa are coming around. I don't know when you get to the point where actually that's more important.
I completely hear you, but I'm going to stick up for Dua Lipa here, and I'll tell you why. Because I think it could be she's been on tour, she's seen her family, it's a one day off, and she's gone, do you know what? Family has to come first.
Do you not think it'll be one of the things in 15, 20 years' time when she's looking back at her career and she goes, probably should have done that Elton John gig.
Oh, no, that's completely correct. Because, I mean, I've done things where I've, you know, not turned up to TV programmes because I was too tired or I've turned things down and whatever. You know, looking back now, I go, you know, was that correct decision? But if it felt correct at the time, maybe it was.
I hear you. And there are many regrets that we all have. I've told you about the fact that when I was working in London on the radio and I was very tired and I'd come home, I think I've said this on the radio, and then a friend of mine says, I'm with Will.i.am, and he wants somebody in the radio to listen to his new song to see if it would be a song that would be played on the radio. Any chance he could come up to London? We're in his hotel room now. And I went, mate, I've just got home. I've literally just got off the train. And
from
now,
London.
Now when I look back at it, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah,
and it was the big one. It was like the Friday one, the one that we always play on a Friday. I got a feeling.
Yeah,
and I would have listened to it and gone, It's really good.
It's quite good, mate.
Yeah. I like this.
Yeah,
we should play this on the radio. But I didn't go, and I know what you mean.
Yeah.
There were times at the time I was just tired and didn't want to go back into London. But then when you look at it now, in the cold light day, a few years on, you think, oh, I wish I'd gone to that. Probably, but that's what I think I'll happen to do a Leaper.
Yeah, I reckon so. You might be right.
Zayn Malik back in the news, sending fans wild as he wipes his Instagram to tease a musical comeback.
He's been working with Ryan Tedder.
Yes, off of One Republic.
Yeah, and yes, I see an interview and he was saying that Zayn in the studio is unbelievable. He's also worked with Harry Styles, Ryan Tedder has.
So, and he rates Zayn really highly, doesn't he?
Yeah, like the highest.
I like Zayn.
He said he's incredible in the studio. I think you could hear it when he's in One Direction.
Yeah.
I mean, and you listen to Pillar Talk now, his voice is sensational.
Incredible. Zayn back into the UK charts, hopefully soon. We'll keep an eye on that. Here he is with Pillow Talk. This is one hell of a song. Big Drive Home. Joel Corry and Ray with Bed. Big Drive Home. It's Chris and Scott. Wednesday. Thank you for having us on. Stormzy and Wilfred Zaha now are buying football clubs. Everyone's doing this.
Stormzy and Zaha.
Stormzy and Crystal Palace star Wilfred Zaha
are buying.
Have bought a non-league football club in their hometown of Croydon. They're part of a three-man consortium alongside former Palace kit manager Danny Young. They've splashed out on AFC Croydon Athletic.
Unbelievable.
South London club, which competes in the Combined Counties Football League Premier South Division. So just put that in perspective, I think Wrexham were in the fifth tier of football.
They're in National League.
They're in the fourth tier of football in League Two. So they were in the fifth league and the National League. So Southend are in the fifth tier. Yeah. And I think this is the eighth tier. So they're quite far down. But we were talking about it. I think the reason why they can do this is because those teams aren't paid, are they? They're like, they're postmen that play football.
Yeah. They're playing, you know, they're practically not Sunday League, but it's...
Yeah, it's not a million miles away from Sunday League. So they're volunteer players that are playing for a club. But I think if Wilfred Zaha and Stormzy and the kit man go in there with some money and actually they bring in these players as full-time players, if they're allowed to, maybe they're not allowed to, I can't remember how that works, but that would mean that they would be doing...
They must be able to. Like, they must be able to... Or just get better players in. Like, they can't, like, Zaha can't put on his boots, like, I'm assuming.
He still plays for Palace, I think.
Yeah, so, you know, he'd rock up there and go, well, I'll play.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be incredible. But you could now see them go up the leagues, you could.
Well, yeah, if they do put some money in and the players become full-time players with full-time training and training facilities, blah, 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 then, yeah, because none of the other teams in the league would be able to do that, so they'll just fly through all the leagues.
So
which is kind of what happened with Wrexham when they brought in
sort of the same as what Man City. Done,
yeah, but just at a higher level, it's exactly the same, isn't it? Is The Rock still buying Southend?
I haven't heard any updates.
That was a story for a while, wasn't it, Tom?
Yeah, it was, and I haven't heard any like movement on whether or not it's done or whether or not he's still doing it. So I'm guessing it's still ongoing. I don't know whether somebody knows more.
I think it's a really weird and cool time for non-league football, isn't it? Because in the top of the leagues, like even where we are in the Championship at Watford, you're always excited. You might get a big Dubai and come in and buy you out and put loads of money into the club. In the leagues that we're talking about now, you're like, oh, Ashton Kutcher's going to come in and make us offer. You've got like actual, you've got the same excitement of people coming in and making loads of money for the club. So we'll see what happens with the Croydon situation and, of course, The Rock buying Southend, which I just think would be incredible, wouldn't it?
Would be amazing.
Just having The Rock hanging out at the Royal Shopping Centre.
And that made Trev had a very good idea, didn't he? He's going to make The Rock rocks.
Yes, The Rock rocks. Everyone who came to Southend would have to have one. 20-4, big drive home. Radio Essex, James Hype, Miggy De La Rosa, and Ferrari. Hope you're doing okay. 10-4. If you're stuck for something to do this weekend, and your kids are into the old fairy tale characters, which all kids are, Adventure Island Sea Life Adventure would love you to come down dressed up as your favourite fairy tale themed character. So a prince, a princess, a frog, maybe a mermaid. It's going to be a treasure hunt, face painting, loads to see and do on the day. Immy Davis as well from Britain's Got Talent will be down there on the Sunday. And all the details online at radioessex.com for all the info. So if you're stuck for something to do this weekend, Adventure Island Sea Life Adventure, it's going to be a hot weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going down as a princess.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're a little princess, actually.
I've been looking forward to it for a long time.
I've heard you've got princess tendencies.
Oh, I have. Yeah.
That's this weekend at Adventure Island. You can go and see Immy Davis off of Britain's Got Talent and Scott from Five dressed as a princess. What a day out.
We can't time to be alive, mate.
We can't guarantee the last one. Right, let's continue with the hits. One Republic, Ryan Tedder, new tune's called Runaway, Radio Essex. Oh, is that finished? That's a good ending of a song. They don't make them like that now, do they?
No, just end, boom.
Like that, finished. DJ, you'll go. Oh, hello. One Republic and Ryan Tedder, Runaway, new tune on the big drive home. M25, Dartford Tunnel, anti-clockwise from Junction 1A, Dartford into Lakeside. Earlier broken down vehicle causing queuing traffic delays there. All lanes have reopened, but it's still really, really slow coming into Essex from the Kent stretch. Give you a full travel update in just a second and update the latest headlines as well with Stevie next at 4.
And the game show Wheel of Fortune is to return to TV screens next year. The series will run for 8 episodes on ITV and it's been off air for more than 20 years. Sport. England's cricketers are being frustrated by Australia on the first day of the second Ashes test. A short time ago, the tourists were 182 for 2, with Steve Smith and Marcus Labuschagne at the crease. Josh Tung's taken both wickets for the hosts, who are 1-0 down in the series. The match was briefly disrupted earlier in the day by Just Stop Oil protesters.
You sounded like you knew about cricket. Can't deny it. You sound like a cricket expert now. It's a lot of cricket information you just gave us there.
I think that Steve and Marcus at the crease is
it's brilliant.
Weather. With Adventure Island, Southend has the best weather in the UK. Come and enjoy a day out today.
It will be an overcast and dry end to the afternoon across Essex. The bright sunny spells will now start to break through the clouds and temperatures on your big drive home still reaching 26 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Everyone's happy about the Wheel of Fortune, aren't they? They're all Wheel of Fortune's coming back on the telly.
Bring back Jenny Powell.
It's Graham Norton, isn't it?
But Jenny Powell was the...
Oh, she's spinning the wheel.
Yep.
It's not as good as the one we made, is it?
The one I made, you mean?
It's ours, though, isn't it? It's Chris and Scott. What's yours is mine, mine's yours.
Well, yes and no, but okay. I was it called? You don't even remember what it's called.
Clever Mind or Never Mind.
Oh, well, okay, you do.
I remember your voice note. This was the voice.
One when I invented it.
This is when you invented Clever Mind or Never Mind in the middle of the night.
Tom, I've got an absolute corker for the radio. Right, so basically, essentially, I'm stealing it from Mastermind, especially the subject and all that.
Yeah, but, good to admit that.
I'm calling it Clever Mind or Never Mind. So, people phone up with their specialist subject. We ask them questions. If they get a certain amount right, they are clever mind.
Yeah.
If they are rubbish, they are never mind.
Never mind.
Yes, I know it's genius. Get a jingle or whatever on it. Bosh. I think that's how meetings go when you go into ITV.
We're having a planning meeting. Yeah. Get a jingle on it, bosh.
And then
Wheel of Fortune's back. Yeah. Get Graham Norton on it, bosh.
Yeah, but
it's
so.
Dumb.
So do you want to go, Stephen? Do you want to play?
Yep.
Have you got a subject?
Don't say journalism.
Coughing.
Or cricket.
No, not cricket. No. I don't know, politics, general knowledge, I don't know.
Politics, general knowledge, politics. I can do a politics one, it's a really easy one. But
don't go easy.
What?
Don't ask him, like, who was the bumbling Prime Minister? it's too easy.
Politics, have you got a politics question, Tom?
Who's the MP?
Hang on, no, we need the jingle and everything. But you've got one, right, Tom's got the question.
Okay.
We did put a jingle on it, by the way.
Never mind or never mind.
Please welcome our guest for today's show, Annie's in his 30s. He's from Edinburgh. His name is Stevie Shillinglaw. Hello, Stevie. Welcome to the show.
Oh, this is not what I signed up for.
He signed up for Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah. And you're on Clever Mind or Never Mind.
He got rejected. Right, let's hand you over to our quizmaster. Today, your quizmaster on your specialist subject of politics is producer Tom.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, no, do it in the showbiz, but you're hello. just jazz it up.
Fill the music. I mean, it's a proper show.
Now let's go with the quiz.
That's the one.
Right, Stevie, your question is...
Right.
Who is the MP for Southend East?
You know where you actually like, you know, do your journalism. Where
Anna Firth.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Right, but let's find it. No. What are you doing? Right, pretend that didn't happen. Tom, come on. Right, so he said that, and then we say, let's find out if you're clever mind or never mind. It's going to be all anticlimactic now.
Never mind.
What? How has he got that wrong?
It's James Duddridge.
You... Oh, yeah, because it's Southend.
Right now. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the two to the one like this.
Where hit music lives on Radio Essex.
Okay.
He's devastated.
You're okay, Stevie?
Do you know what? It was better yesterday when you coughed.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
I'm sure he did that for effect to give us comedy value. I'm sure that's what happened. Miley Cyrus and Jaded. Big Drive Home for Wednesday. It's Radio Essex. Radio Essex, Sam Fender, 17 going under. Plenty of love for Stevie on Nevermind or Clevermind. I thought it was a brave effort.
It's Clevermind or Nevermind.
Yeah, whichever it is, I can't remember. Just double check.
Clevermind. Never mind.
There it is, clever mind or never mind. Listen, if you fancy having a go, if you think, you know, what Stevie did was straightforward and easy, why don't you get yourself on the phone? Give us a call and you can play Never Mind or Clever Mind.
It's clever mind or never mind.
Whichever. 01702 45 50 60 is the telephone number to call. You can get yourself on the phone, give us a ring if you want to play Clever Mind or Never Mind.
Well done.
And that way you can tell all your friends that, you know, I was a bit of a star this afternoon on the Chris and Scott Experience.
Played the best quiz in the world.
Yeah.
You don't have to know politicians either, by
the
way.
You don't know, because you choose your own specialist subject. That is the beauty of it. We have to be the clever ones to find a question that suits your subject.
Yes.
I think that works really well. Clever mind or never mind, phone lines are now open. 01702 45 50 60 is the telephone number to call. We'll get you on. We'll get you specialist subjects. We'll ask you a question. And, I mean, there's only a small Hall of Fame on this. I think we've only had two or three.
Yeah, two champions.
Two champions.
Yeah,
so
we have, yeah.
Could be you this afternoon. Number you need is 01702 45 50 60. Get on the phone. We'll play after Lewis Capaldi and wish you the best.
Yeah, we do wish you the best.
Yeah, we wish you the best on Clever Mind or Never Mind. It's good. I like that. 14 minutes after 4, 01702 45 50 60. It's Radio Essex with LF System and Hungry for Love. 20 past 4, Big Drive Home. It's Chris and Scott. Loads of text in, Scott, today.
We've just had one from Ash Bailey, and I've just read it, and the way it's written, I feel that this is how he talks, and I'm hoping that he might, you know, let me know. He says, lads, I've just got a little shout-out to Scott. I was in Minehead for a stag weekend. I see Five perform for the first time. Cheers for a decent night. It was mega.
Is that how he talks?
That's what... What, Ash Bailey?
Yeah, he might go, hello, lads. I'd just love to give Scott a little shout-out. I was in Minehead at a stag weekend. Saw Five perform for the first time. Cheers for a decent night. It was mega.
He might talk
like that.
I don't know.
You think he's more, hello, lads?
Yeah, no, it's like, hello, lads. Got your shout-out, Scott. I was in Minehead for a stag weekend.
I'll never
stag
know.
Weekend.
Unless Ash re-records that and sends a voice note through. And then we'd know how he sounds.
That would be amazing.
That could happen. Ash Bailey, thank you very much. 421, Big Drive Home, latest on the roads. Coming up, problems on the M11. Give you a full travel update in a second. And Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding's Miracle playing soon. Niall Horan and Slow Hands 431. Big Drive Home, Radio Essex. It's Wednesday. If you've been to the gym already today or you're thinking of going to the gym tonight, you don't need to anymore. It's good news for me. I did the gym this morning, didn't need to.
Oh, why?
New Wonder Pill.
What?
New Wonder Pill.
Okay.
Produces the same results as a gym workout. It's on the horizon. It's coming soon. Could revolutionise the lives of people that don't like going to the gym without them having to leave the sofa.
Tell me more.
The drug... I'm not a doctor.
No.
So I haven't researched this. So, you know, please do all your research. Talk to GPs, yes, talk 100%. To doctors, talk to
100%.
Check it, everybody.
But I'm going to say this is absolute
cobblers.
Yes.
The drug fills the body with a protein that is produced in the... When you do the workout, there's a protein that hits your body and this drug replicates that. And it also slashes appetite, so you just don't eat anymore.
Oh, this is amazing.
Scientists hope to turn the drug... Yeah, scientists are playing with this. And they hope to turn the drug into a medication that saves people having to sweat it out at the gym.
I mean, this is rubbish. If you want to get fit, eat well, calorie deficit, go to the gym. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And do you know what?
Would you, though, if you were into going to the gym because it makes you feel good, but there was an actual magic pill, and they went, or just take this pill, same thing. I still would like to do the running with the music on and stuff. I like going to the gym.
I think it would be, listen, it would be great for people that say they haven't got enough time to go to the gym. I don't go to the gym, can't get motivated to go to the gym.
Yeah.
If I could get up in the morning and take a little tablet and then drink beer all day, it'd be amazing.
It doesn't say drink beer all day, doesn't it? No, it just says, I think you take it with water. Oh, I think. We'll keep an eye on it for you, we'll let you know. But I would probably just carry on with the old gym.
I'll just take one, I've got a six pack.
It's Jazzy giving me Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex with Tom Grennan and All These Nights. Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home for Wednesday, middle of the week. And all good.
It is good.
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
You clearing your throat?
No.
Oh, for you went...
No,
I thought you just made a weird noise.
I'm not Stevie. I've done nothing. You just looked at me. I've done nothing. I'm just sitting here.
If you missed the show yesterday, Stevie coughed through the news.
He did, yeah. And then today he played a quiz and failed. He's not having a good week.
It's not a great week. I wouldn't want to work with us.
No. A lot of people say we're quite cruel to Steve. We love him loads.
Yeah, yeah.
But we just love making fun of him.
What are we doing now, Tom?
As I said, it's link into the break.
You did say just before I put the mic up what we were doing now, and I've already forgotten.
Quick link to the break.
And actually, you're doing a quick link into the break.
Yeah, yeah.
That's you, really. Right. I was probably looking at you thinking, why my mic up?
Yeah, yeah,
I remembered. If we're going there.
Yeah, no.
If we are going there.
Yeah.
Tom said to you said, what are we doing?
What are we doing now?
Quick link into the break. You then put my mic up and started asking me
questions.
Having
a conversation with you.
I didn't need a microphone.
No, I knew in the end of that, when he was going, all I want to do is... In my head, I was like, what did he just say? But because I've got my headphones on and the song's just about to finish, I'd forgotten what he said.
In reality, Tom Grennan should be finishing and then you should play like a little bed.
Yeah, like a bit of music or something.
Do the weather or something.
And then ramp it up into
break. I'm gonna do it. The weather is a little bit muggy outside.
Yeah, muggy.
We've got travel coming up.
Yeah, we have.
But don't go anywhere because we've got some more songs in a different order.
There you go.
And it's Wednesday.
Quick link to break. Completed it, mate. It's 20 to 5. Big Drive Home. So probably one of the most anticipated new singles from ex-Little Mixer Leanne is this one called Don't Say Love. And all of the gossip about Leanne and this new single and everything about everything to do with Leanne on the show tonight with Joe Kinch. We have an exclusive interview, one of her first interviews as a solo artist. Leanne is on with Joe Kinch tonight from 8 o'clock, talking about this song Don't Say Love, and some Rick Astley updates for you next. Stay here, Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex. Leanne on with Joe Kinch tonight, 8 o'clock on the evening show with Joe. Brand new song's called Don't Say Love.
I just need something that's real.
12 minutes to 5. Big Drive Home's getting an update from Rick Astley, my mate Rick.
He is not your mate.
What?
He's not your mate, is he? You've all my mate Rick Astley. He's not your mate.
Hey Chris, it's Rick Astley here.
Hey Chris, Rick Astley here. What? That's a mate thing.
Play it again.
Chris, it's Rick Astley here.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know that I've got a new single called...
Want you to play it?
No. And he's telling me because we're mates.
You're a DJ. Just learnt your name off my promoter.
I do ask...
What?
What has happened?
Listen to the end.
But anyway...
Yeah.
It's got a couple of different meanings. But anyway, I hope you like it. I hope you like the new song.
Cares.
How you play it.
I hope. Cheers.
See you soon, I hope. Did he say... See you soon, I hope. Beers.
He
said cheers. All right, I thought he said beers. But no, anyway.
Right.
We're then pretty much best
in
mates.
In the same day,
yeah.
He sent one to Tom. Right. The words changed slightly. He said, hello, Tom. He then done a little bit of play on words about, I'm in a single, album. Glastonbury. He was amazing at Glastonbury.
He was incredible. Absolutely yeah. I'm surprised I didn't go. I had something else on. I was at Dua Lipa's. So we couldn't go because, we were busy doing, it was family dinner and that. So,
hang on. So your mates were a guest and you're related to Dua Lipa.
No, that's a stretch too far. No one's believing that.
No one's believing that your mates with...
Me and Rick Astley are... I mean, not best mates. Me and you are best mates.
Right, no. I'm not sure we are.
Yeah, we are.
I feel like you're never going to give it up.
Hey, and we're going to be together forever.
Is that another
together
one?
Together forever. Oh, no, that's Jason.
That's Jason. Oh, yeah, you're such good mates. You're such good mates. We've got Rick.
Rick had a song called Together Forever. I'm sure he did.
Did he? You should know.
You've always, no, I know. I'm just,
you always play it at barbecues.
I'm just texting him now.
No, you're not, are you?
Rick Astley, Together Forever, there it is. Forever. This is Jason Donovan. Didn't Jason Donovan do this song?
What?
This is Rick Astley.
I keep on thinking this is meant to be Jason Donovan. Oh, no, because it's play again.
I know what it is.
You
know
can
what
sing it over it.
Yeah, it's supposed to go. We're no strangers to love. It's the same song. Any other time. What song is that? You can dance.
It's the same song.
And what is the other song?
I don't know.
Not that one. Find it.
Imagine me. Why don't you text him? Why don't you text Rick?
Got lots of Jason Donovan on it. That one. No.
What is this?
Oh, was it that one?
Together forever, anyway, and ever apart.
Pretty much my best mate, Rick Astley.
Joe, what?
Yeah.
Good luck. Have we got an actual update?
Can't believe you don't know your bestie song, Chris, says Laura. Well, no, I do. Together Forever. I got it right, but I got confused thinking it was a Jason Donovan song.
Different song.
Different songs. Anyway, there is an update, and record company got in touch.
Not Rick.
No, Rick was busy. Record company got in touch. They said there is a distinct possibility that he might pop in the flesh.
Yeah, but... Why didn't he just call you and go, hello, bestie?
Because I said I'd rather go through the record company. So that's what. But anyway, it could happen in a couple of months. He's going to come in and play the Chip Shop game in person.
Ooh.
Which should be pretty special. It's Radio Essex, David Guetta, BB Rexha, and I'm good. It is 5 to 5 on the big drive home. Hope you're doing okay. Thank you so much for having us on. Updates on the roads coming up. Currently A13 Stamford Low bypass got obstruction on the road by the Manorway on the eastbound stretch. Full details coming up, and we'll update the latest news headlines as well. Stevie with the headlines at 5 on the way next.
Well, the clouds are now easing to make way for some bright sunny spells, which will hang around until the early evening. Temperatures on your big drive home still reaching 25 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglot. You're up to date.
The weather's awful, isn't it?
It's getting better now.
It is, but it's... I thought it was going to be sunny this weekend. Apparently, it's a mixed bag. We got a mixed bag coming over this weekend.
Tuesday doesn't come back into the sun. Hasn't got his hat on until Tuesday.
What? No, there's a bit around at the weekend. Sunday.
I've got a long weekend off, and it's...
Sorry, mate.
It's not our fault. It's not going to rain. It's going to be nice and dry.
This is a wind-up.
Perfect day to go out and do stuff with the kids. Won't be too hot.
That's disappointing. You're right. It's a little bit showery on Saturday.
I was going to say something.
Let's go!
I was like, what?
It's Music Lives. Play the hits live from the Icon Building. This is The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Okay, on the big drive home for Wednesday, it's Chris and Scott. Thank you so much for having us on. Ed Sheeran coming up and Kylie Minogue. Padam, padam, we're getting away with.
This is the Hits Music Station, Radio Essex.
Radio Essex on the big drive home with Ed Sheeran and Celestial. Joe on the radio coming up from 6 o'clock tonight, 50 minutes. Joe has all the latest travel news to get you home for the remainder part of your drive. Hot 7 at 7, the biggest 7 songs in the county of Essex right now. And then at 8 o'clock, Leanne, the new single from the former Little Mixer. She is in conversation, one of her first interviews as her debut single drops, talking to Joe from 8 o'clock tonight on the evening show. Here's Lewis Capaldi. It's Radio Essex with RD, Cat Burns and Home For My Heart. It's time on the show where we talk about the end of the show and how that happens and how it's going to pan out today. It's going to be you saying Wednesday, completed it, mate. In any chosen style, I think we're going to let you choose today.
Are we going generic, Cole?
Yeah, but no.
Oh.
I want a style.
Right.
But I don't want to set the style. I want you to just come up with something. Not you.
Oh.
Essex. I want you to come up with something different. You might want to do it in French. You might want to shout it. You might want to do it timidly. You might want to scream it. I don't care, but just do a style.
Okay, I like your style.
Do it as an impression of somebody.
Yeah.
Be Boris Johnson. Whatever you want to do, you do. You do you.
Okay, I like this. I like this a lot.
But you have to say the words.
Wednesday, completed it, mate.
Send it through on a voice note. You could be ending the show tonight. Chris and Scott, big drive home. We'd struggle to put you in premium economy. But Jack Harlow, say we're a bit first class. And I could put you in. Doesn't sound as good to say.
No.
And I could put you in premium economy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I've got some air miles. It's not as good. It's not as sexy.
No.
It's 5:27 on the big drive home. Chris and Scott, thank you for having us on. Hopefully your drive home is going okay. We have the A to Z of music to do. It's the letter P and it's all about groups.
Now, the A to Z of music.
Loads of groups beginning with P, including Pink Floyd.
Yes.
Including Prodigy.
Paramore.
Pet Shop Boys.
Police.
Pussycat Dolls. There's loads. But you'll probably come up with one that's even better than that. And I'm waiting for you to come in with the Pasadenas. That's all I'm saying.
Yes,
because they were brilliant.
Yeah.
Who is it going to be for you? A group beginning with the letter P for the A to Z of music. Who do you think we should go with? And you can grab us on the app as well. Groups beginning with P. We'll choose our two battlers in about 10 minutes. There's Mountain, 5:37 on the big drive home. Sam Ryder coming to Southend very soon. He's performing at Chinnery's in September. Yeah, September, isn't it?
Which sounds like it can't be true, but it is.
Yeah, Chinnery's in Southend in September. You can check out Chinnery's website for all the details on that. Right, A to Z of music is on. Two artists beginning with the letter P. And the songs you've come up with today, I think, rather special. And the first one is, and you said this would come up.
Oh, yes, I thought it would.
Pussycat Dolls. You wish your girlfriend was hot. Like me. And you think, wow.
Oh, free.
You're right.
Like me. Don't you?
Wow.
Don't you, baby? Very good.
Wow is all I have.
I just remember it.
So, Pussycat Dolls, if you want the Pussycat Dolls on, just text the word. I'm going to say dolls, I think, were probably easier.
Why are you such a chicken?
Because normally in any other group, you'd say, what, if you want, I don't want people texting that on their phones.
If you want the pussy cat dolls,
because you're going to go home.
Text the word cat. Text the word cat.
No,
the word
honestly, love, I was texting Chris and Scott, and they said that was the word I had to text. Essex and then cat.
Anyway, it won't win, because the other one will win anyway.
Okay.
Oh, yes, please.
Prodigy.
Never mentioned.
If you want the Prodigy to win on the A to Z of music.
Text, but no, don't.
Text the word Prodigy, space, any of the words.
Any
but if you
words.
Want the Pussycat Dolls to win, only text the word cat or dolls.
Yes, please.
So you can text the other word. We'll know what you mean.
Yeah.
Radio Essex.
You should do that all the time.
Sigala, May Muller, and Phil's is good. 10 to 6, big drive home, 6 o'clock coming up. Joe Kitch.
Jojo on the radio.
He's got some
with the guests. So we've got all the hits to the show.
Wow. Big things happening tonight. Yeah.
Yes, massive.
It's big things. From, are you just going to do that for the whole, yeah. the whole bit?
Well, you want people to listen, don't you? I would die for
it. You can do your own jingles tonight.
Yeah. Leanne from Little Mix tonight.
Wow. 19, this guy. 19, I mean 13.
12.
Oh, yeah. You've had a birthday. You've had a birthday, yeah? Well, you were 13 now.
I can't believe that you're going on the radio at 6 and you're just going to mix up some of the biggest songs in the world like Ed Sheeran and Zara Larsson. And just play them and talk about
Ed
it.
I mean, Sheeran.
Just ridiculous.
It's going to be amazing. Please do that. I'll guarantee to listen.
You are coming up from 6 with the, you know, all the hits and the travel. Yeah. 7 o'clock, the hottest 7 songs of the day on the Hot 7 at 7. Yeah. 8 o'clock, the hottest interview around. One of the first interviews with Leanne. Off of Little Mix.
From Little Mix, yep.
And
going solo.
New single is incredible. And
I love it.
Not doing many interviews. You've got her in. I mean, amazing. So she's in at 8 o'clock. How long? Is she in for the hour?
Mm-hmm.
Doing the hour with you?
Yep. Lots to talk about.
That's big, that, mate.
It's big, isn't it?
It's
Big Mix.
As your sort of two radio dads, we're proud of you.
What?
Well, we're just going to go with it. Go with it.
Really?
Yeah, two radio dads, you know. Oh,
it's
you
a
know.
Bit weird, isn't it?
Oh, it's a bit weird. I mean, I'm glad I said it.
Yeah. seems you know, a bit weird.
You know, he had a big birthday, didn't you? Wearing your pull-up there, yeah.
What, 13?
Yeah. Well, you know, we know you're a little bit, you know, a little bit like, you know, a bit way, a little bit woe.
It'd probably be less embarrassing if he had his actual dad on the show. I think we're making it worse for him. Anyway, out of the Prodigy and the Pussycat Dolls, well, first question, who do you think would win that?
Prodigy?
Yeah. Secondly, if you thought, well, actually, they would text a rude word, Who would you think would win it?
Well,
because normally we say, right, if you want the Pussycat to win, text the word cat.
Yeah,
so now when you think about it like that, who do you think's won? Because we're in Essex.
Well,
now what it is because
it says a lot about the maturity age of your listeners.
No, it does. And I know exactly what's happened because I'm looking at the text and people have been so excited to get to write 81400 Essex and then cat.
Yeah, they've been listening to you for too long.
They've been so excited that the children have come out and they've all wrote it.
They've all wrote the same word.
And now the Prodigy have lost.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I'm really surprised.
I can't believe that.
I'm not upset. I'm just disappointed.
Okay, and ending the show in moments, we asked, and we'll have to clarify this because if you've only just tuned in, you won't understand the end of the show.
You won't know.
Any style you want.
Yes.
And it could be an impersonation.
Could
That's
be.
All I'm going to say. Ending the show in a moment. Who was it that's ending the show? I think it was Sarah. Was it Sarah? No. Helen. That's right. Yeah, got it. But actually, it was on Helen's phone, but it wasn't Helen. Mary. Mary is ending the show, and she's doing that after Pussycat Dolls.
Clever.
Don't ya? Have a great evening. Enjoy Leanne. Say hello to her from us.
She
doesn't know us. Say hi.
She knows you as much as Rick Astley does.
She knows me as Andrew Gray, as a Watford fan.
It's Mary.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.